This is Scott Becker. I'm thrilled today to be joined on the Becker's Healthcare Women's Leadership Podcast with Angela Yocum. Angela is the Executive Vice President, Chief Digital and Technology Officer. We're going to talk to Angela about her best advice for women professionals, how she stays motivated, a bit about her business and job, and a little bit more. Angela, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, Scott. I'm delighted to be here. As you mentioned, my name is Angela Yocum, and for the past year and a half, I've been the Chief Digital Officer at Novant Health, which has been a tremendous experience.
Can you tell us just a couple things about being the Chief Digital Officer, and then we'll come back to some of your best advice. What does that job entail?
Sure.
What are you doing?
So I'm the executive responsible for technology and digital products, virtual healthcare. It's an executive team role, so that means that I have an opportunity to work with my counterparts from across the system to do what we believe are game-changing things for our patients and the communities that we serve. And so I know that chief digital officer roles are different from company to company. In our case, what that means is, of course, we have all things related to technology, all clinical informatics, the virtual care channels, our digital products and services that we provide to a variety of customer types. All of this rolls into my organization, and it's just been a tremendous place to be.
You've evolved into the very top leader in this area, took this position over a year and a half ago. What do you look at and say I'm most proud of in my first couple years on the job, or first year and a half in sort of total leadership of this position? What do you point to as particularly excited about?
Well, the thing that makes me so proud when I think back on the time here so far is the extreme level of collaboration that I've experienced and engaging with my colleagues from across the system. We all share a passion and an ambition for increased access to healthcare for the communities that we serve. And this increased access, of course, comes with strong digital capabilities underpinning. And so when you think about the requirements for change management, the requirements for championing these sorts of expansions, this is a huge collaborative effort. And I couldn't be more proud of the work that my colleagues and I have done in the short time we've been together. I'm just extraordinarily impressed by the appetite that exists across the board for this sort of thing.
Isn't that fantastic? Sort of the level of voraciousness of interest in it and the great extent of collaboration across departments there and with your patient base as well. Angela, for professional women, you've risen to a position of total leadership. What's some of your best advice for professional women?
It's not dissimilar from the type of advice I'd give anybody, men or women. One of the things that has been helpful to me is scheduling time to learn and reflect. It's sort of like scheduling time to exercise. It can be 20 or 30 minutes in the morning or at night or in the middle of the day. And, one hopes that we learn constantly, but sometimes we have to take the time to do it. We have to take the time to listen to podcasts like this, or we have to take the time to read about advances in science and medicine or advances in technology that are potential game changers for us and for our industries. It helps us gain context we wouldn't otherwise have if we stayed sort of heads down and focused on the tasks at hand. So I think that's so important. And along with that, one of the ways we can learn is by engaging with others, from a broad range of competency areas, right? It's almost like networking, but here's the best kept secret of networking, right? It's just about finding other people to help. That's what you do when you network. And so whether we're meeting, colleagues in our own organization or in other companies, we should always be thinking about how we can help them. And along the way, we learn so much, even while strengthening, our companies and our communities. And so, again, anything we can do to just focus on continual learning, that's going to help us in this day and age and in the future.
And I love those answers, of course. I mean, the concept of really setting aside time like you would for exercise, take time and reflect, is so important. And then you also mentioned something that I love, and it's networking, but it's more so networking to help others, to motivate and inspire yourself to just keep the chemistry and excitement going, and for a variety of reasons. And I think that just is just a terrific piece of advice. And I think your point, and look, so much of this advice is great for men or women. It's not necessarily women-centric. It's just good advice to clarify where you're going and take that time to reflect and to network. Another question, Angela, you've had a great evolution in your career, great growth. How do you keep yourself motivated year in, year out? How do you keep yourself after it?
Thank you for asking that. You know, it's easy now in the sense that I'm very lucky to work with an amazing team. As you know, I'm surrounded by colleagues who are razor sharp. They're hardworking. They're funny. We get to enjoy accomplishing great things together. So, I mean, that is just in and of itself very motivating. But also my work is tremendously rewarding. And that's been true, you know, even before I ventured into healthcare. You know, my work has always been about harnessing the transformative power of technology to benefit our communities, to benefit society. And that is, for someone with a deep technology background, a tremendously, it's the best of both worlds. In other words, your work is fun, but your work also matters. And I would say never before has my work mattered as much as it does since joining the healthcare community. So it's easy to stay motivated.
So I love this concept. And I think this is such a fascinating view. You've mentioned really great people, great work, and work that matters. And what you said, which I thought was the most telling thing, is that it's not very hard for you to stay motivated because every day is actually interesting and challenging. And for some of us, when we're in a great role with great people and we see the purpose, the motivation comes naturally. And then at other times when it's more challenging, when it's not as exciting, or you don't love the people you're working with, then you have to dig deeper to try and figure out that motivation. But I love that. And you're in that spot that people thrive to be in, where you're truly self-actualizing. You're working on stuff that matters, that you love, with great people. So that's just a wonderful spot to be in. I'm going to ask you one final question, Angela, and that's really as follows. If this year goes well, what does that look like for you? What does that look like?
That's a great question, Scott. You know, if at the end of the year we have the continued increase in access through our virtual healthcare offerings, I will be so happy, because what that means is that we are delivering care to the patients where they need it, when they need it. That's the whole reason behind virtual care capabilities that we've spent a lot of time building out. If we continue to see that being leveraged, I will be extraordinarily happy. And I have no reason to believe that that's not exactly where we're going to end up.
Thank you. I think that's great. I mean, when an organization and a leader has clarity, if this is what we have to do this year, this is the goal, I think it's just so healthy for the organization and for the leadership. So, Angela, it's been just a pleasure visiting with you. I know that you're doing great things. I know Novant Health is doing great things. So we really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.